Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
I am Zach. Sorry, I was not paying attention.
All right, cool.
I just took a sip of a cool, crisp polar lime seltzer. Not sponsored.
Ooh. Did you get one out of my fridge?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. I was like, when did you...
I stole one out of your fridge.
Yes. That's fine. I mean, that's why I have them, is for people to drink. So,
John.
Zach.
I think we may have a contender for shortest minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shortest episode.
Shortest episode of the Dune Minute, probably today.
This one, I don't know. Maybe. I can get some filler in this one.
I mean, we can just talk about some random shit if you want.
No. I got some stuff. So, we are, of course, talking about minute 153 through 154.
You want to talk about how much you hate Forrest Gump again?
No. I got it out of me.
Okay.
My monthly I hate Forrest Gump rant.
We can talk about how you don't like the Eagles.
I'm coming around.
Okay.
I'm softening in my old age.
Your old age of 34?
Yeah. We pick back up with Paul de-knifing himself, and Chani, you get a look over at Chani, she's still very much in her head. This is where I put in my notes. She doesn't want Paul to die, but had he, it would have solved a lot of her concerns.
Sure. There's a lot less paperwork and administrative bullshit to deal with later on.
Yes. Yeah. Significantly fewer jihads. So... Paul gets the knife all the way out, stands.
Zach, I believe you mean holy wars.
We'll get there. Paul gets the knife all the way out, stands, and turns back to Chani. They exchange some knowing glances, and then Paul turns back to the Emperor, Chris knife in hand.
Bloodied Chris knife in hand.
Very bloodied, yes. Now, this is where we get another ice-cold turn from Jessica over to Guy Salamohan.
Oh, baby.
She is not looking, Guy Salamohan, that is not looking as confident as we've come to know her.
No.
She's just kind of staring at the ground the way you stare at the ground when someone's trying to get you to open a bank account. You know that look. Everyone has that look.
Oh.
And
that, holy shit. What a deep cut on a moment that you and I and that one guy that was in the fucking Kroger.
Yeah. Okay. We don't have to get into it. Let people use their imagination. Everyone knows that look. Now they lock eyes. Guy Salamohan does. She comes to and, you know, raises her head, and we hear some.
It's telepathy time.
Yes. And here is a beef that I have.
Okay.
How?
Yeah. At what point was telepathy ever introduced?
And how are you just going to drop a new Bene Gesserit power with like 5 minutes left in the movie? That's so crazy. And piss me off even more. In the books, they explicitly say, no, we do not have telepathy. Now, Alia.
I would like to blame Brian Herbert.
I don't know if we can always do that.
I would like to blame... In these last few minutes of the Dune Minute podcast, Brian Herbert. He is a producer on the movie.
All right.
All decisions had to go through him.
Now, this is a homage, callback, call to, I don't know what you want to call it.
Sure.
To a very specific scene in the book where little Alia is standing in front of the Emperor.
Little three-year-old freak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guy Salamohan is very nervous around
him. Get out of my mind.
Yeah. Okay, so we have that little bit, but they explicitly say this is not telepathy.
Yeah.
Alia has planted her voice in Guy Salamohan's memory from the past. So it's some weird, like, prescient, I'm looking forward, planting my voice here. So now that we're in the moment, Guy Salamohan is hearing my voice, the stuff that I planted. It's very strange. It's stranger than telepathy, honestly.
Yeah. That's some weird timey-wimey bullshit.
Yeah, it's very odd. telepathy is the way that the Emperor's kind of just like, what? So you can like, you guys can like talk to each other without talking? And Ollie's like, no, it's much weirder than that. He's like, that's crazy. What I did was so much weirder.
Crazy? They called me crazy once.
So, I don't know. Could this have been said out loud? We'll get to what they'll say in a second. But
no, because it'd be really awkward and like kind of ruin the moment if they were just like yelling at each other from across the room.
Fine, fair enough. So, what is said between the two of them? Jessica looks at Gaius Helmoheim and she says, "You should have believed. You chose the wrong side."
Yeah. Side. You of all people should know there are no sides, Reverend Mother.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, maybe that's not a conversation that we have out loud right now, but it could have also...
Yelling across the fucking... Hey!
You done fucked up!
You chose the wrong side, bitch.
You're right. This is not the time to have this conversation.
Yeah.
But I also think it's not the time to introduce a new skill that we have not seen yet.
I also agree with that.
Do the hand signals. We've already seen that Gaius Helmoheim knows them. Jessica
knows them. Yeah. Because she has done it not only to Paul, but also to the Atreides guards.
Right. So use the hand signals. You already have an established method.
And if you want to go so far as to say that in prophecy, they've been doing the hand signals for 10,000 years up to the point of Dune Part 1 and Part 2.
Exactly.
So like, it's a well-established thing.
Yeah, it's a well-established way of communicating without words.
Devil's advocate.
Space witches are pretty cool.
Space witches are pretty cool. Shaddam also knows the hand signal.
He's preoccupied.
But it would stand to reason that this is strictly a conversation between the two of them.
Yeah.
And the hand signal weirdness, like the other, there are four other Bene Gesserit sisters in the room there as well. So like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. Don't get it.
One thing that's interesting to me, and I realize that we said that this is contender for the shortest episode.
No, I was going to feel it, yeah.
It's now not the shortest episode, but that's fine. Interesting that Gaius Helmoheim recognizes Jessica as a Reverend Mother, even though she's not gone through the traditional Reverend Mother path.
I think that's why she puts so much pith.
Reverend Mother.
Yeah. I think that's why she says it with such just venom in her voice.
But she didn't have to.
Venom in her thoughts, I guess.
No, what I'm saying is that she didn't have to recognize her even as Reverend Mother.
True.
Anyways.
Jessica turns away.
Yeah.
Their telepathic conversation is done.
Do you think that's Jessica talking or Alia talking?
I think it's Jessica.
Yeah, I was going to say, thought experiment, it could be Alia, but next week we will know for sure that it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
I also think Gaius Helmoheim probably would have been like, ah!
Would have made more sense for her to say abomination then instead of during fucking when she said it. It
certainly would have. Anyways. Jessica turns away. Paul starts to hobble over to the Emperor, crossing over Fade's dead body.
Over my dead body.
And this is where our minute ends. I've already said my book stuff. I wanted to talk about the Alia telepathy thing.
Okay.
Anything for Martin Soul?
We will have one thing for Martin Soul next week. Take that back. Two things for Martin Soul next week.
And that's okay. All right, man. Well, let's get back tomorrow and see what Paul has to say to the Emperor.
On a Friday episode?
On a Friday episode,
yeah. Oh, my God. Well, in the meantime, you can find the Dune Minute online on bluesky@duneminute.com. And you can even email duneminute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch with us that way. We will be back for a Friday episode tomorrow. Shai Hulud's in tow.
All right. See you then.
See ya.